Tech Dorks.
Welcome to the Tech Dorks Podcast, where I, Rob Swindell, and my Canadian friend Stephen Hurd discuss things interesting to us and maybe to you, the listener. This show is an unscripted, unedited, unprofessional look into what interests Stephen and I. The only subjects off limits are the three W's: wives, work, and warfare. If you don't know the difference between octo and octopus, this show may not be for you, but still, we hope you enjoy.
Now, it's too bad we lost our previous beginning, because
it was better, huh?
Yeah, you were less shitty.
Yeah,
in the previous recording,
I was lower on the shitty level.
Right. Your shit levels were not as shitly.
Well, unfortunately, we were like, I don't know, 5 minutes into it or something, yeah. And my computer completely blue screened, and I decided, fuck this shit, and stopped using the Tascam US 366 audio interface and went back to the old AT2020 USB microphone, which means I can't hear myself.
Right, and you can also not move around as dynamically, right? Because this one has a very focused kind of cone of pickup.
I don't recall if I experimented that much with it, but okay, yeah, it's
something I seem to recall.
Yeah, main thing is I don't have any of my own voice in my headphones, and I'm wearing the super isolating can, so it's unnerving, especially when I have that opening music, which is Weed Puller, by the way, now on iTunes.
And Spotify.
Yeah. And the rest of us. Yeah, all the other, well, it should be coming online like on Amazon and Pandora at some point. But anyhow, I had that music blaring, so I couldn't really hear myself at all. I was just talking without being able to hear anything I was doing, so flying blind.
Which drives you nuts. Whereas me, I don't mind talking without hearing myself. To be honest, it's probably, I don't really like listening to myself, and I'm surprised other people do.
Well, next time you're here, I'm going to put these headphones on you and then blare music in and then record you talking and see how it sounds.
Okay.
It's not as easy as you think.
You think it's not as easy for me to not listen to myself, but if you've ever listened to me, you've got to be thinking to yourself, he's not listening to what he's saying.
No. It's you talk differently when you can't hear yourself. I do. You know, and I feel like
one thing that really screws me up is if I get a delayed echo of myself being played in my ears.
Yes.
That makes it impossible for me to talk like a normal human.
Yeah, I had a job interview once where I had this like 3-second echo coming back at me, and I was like,
oh wow.
Yeah,
sounded like an idiot.
It was horrible. I was like, can I call you back, or can we do something, because this is not working for me.
Can we do Simplex where I mute you anytime I'm talking, and then we go over, we say over when we're done talking, and
Roger. Yeah, so this, I guess I jinxed it, because I remember I was mixing the previous episode, and my computer blue screened, and it wouldn't reboot until I unplugged the audio interface. It kept blue screening every time, you know, and so, you know, I was sure, and it was that, a problem with the driver with that, you know, with this device. And, you know, it was working fine, and then I think as, you know, Windows 10 is evolved, now the driver is not so compatible, and there's not a newer version of this driver. So, basically, I can't use this audio interface now.
Right, because most hardware isn't compatible with Windows. What you should be doing is running Linux, which has better hardware support.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or just a different audio interface, which is what I'm doing now. But I need to get the version of this microphone which has the microphone output, because then I could build it. Then I could hear myself.
Yeah.
That would be better.
But no, that's one thing I've actually noticed more and more, like in the Windows 7, 8, and 10, is that people are saying they're having problems getting hardware to work with Windows. And you hear that a lot less from Linux people now. You know, and it used to be the exact opposite. It'd be like, oh, you're going to buy a sound card. Well, make sure it's one of these three, because those are the only ones that work with Linux. Whereas now it's kind of the opposite.
Or a modem.
Well, you still have that problem.
Yeah.
You know, with the Win modems.
Yep.
If you're going to buy a modem, buy a real modem.
I always subscribe to that belief anyway. That, you know, external modems are always the best. You know, if there was a problem with it, you turned it off, you turned it back on, you know, again, and it, you didn't affect the rest of your computer. With an internal modem, you had to reboot the whole computer, maybe even turn it off.
Well, and they were the best anyway. I mean, they had room for bigger transformers, you know, they had
blinking lights.
Right, they have more room for more lights. You know, all those important things.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
I had, and I guess you never saw it, but I had the coolest collection of external modems. I mean, I had some internals as well, but, you know, back when Synchronet was a commercial enterprise, I used to either call these guys or send them letters asking for modems so that I could, you know, write the initialization strings and put in all the auto setup. And they'd send me modems, and sometimes they'd ask for them back, but usually not. So at the very least, I had all the manuals. I had like hundreds of modem manuals. And then I also had like dozens of, you know, the best modems available.
You had dozens of couriers?
No, I had like one of each. You know what I mean?
Right. Whereas, I actually did some work at a company that was also an ISP, and we had dozens of couriers.
Yeah.
And I find that much more impressive than dozens of, you know, mixed.
That's really what I wanted. I wanted to have a cross section so that, you know, the BBS software worked with as many different modems as possible.
I honestly can't think of many things more horrifying than, you know, 30 different modems all together.
I never used them all together like that.
Right, but I mean, it's just this is just going to be pain, you know. This is init string pain and you know, looking for all the different response codes and everything.
Yeah. It was kind of fun, though. I got where I could pretty much do it all just with a manual. I could figure out what the chipset was, you know, what it was similar to. Because certainly there were lots of modems that came from the same firmware or base chipset or whatever, and they were just very, very similar, you know, the command set and the requirements to get them to be optimally configured. The US robotics was the most different from anything else. You know, they were best, but they were also completely alien, you know, in the commands required to set up stuff. ATS95 equals 3. I remember that was a special one that was often required.
Well, they had more stuff you could adjust, but I mean, as far as outside of the register stuff, it was the same basic command set. I mean, honestly.
No, that wasn't even. I don't think that was the USR. That was like everything else had an S95 register. USR, that was like ampersand D3, ampersand R4, you know.
Well, the S stuff came a lot. Anyway, yeah. I found the U.S. robotics to be some of the most sane ones. I mean, those ZyXL and Zoom and all those other ones. Those ones just irritated me to no end.
Mm-hmm. Well, the U.S. robotics...
Signalink.
They had the best... They had a better manual, for sure. They certainly had the widest breadth of options and stuff. But, you know, I kind of came to a belief of, you know, okay, you want to turn off compression 99% of the time, certainly on a BBS, you know, and you want to enable these things and disable that. And I just kind of applied that to all the different modems. And I didn't really try to get fancy, you know, because this is like a default setup for Joe SysOp. Just wanted to get things working.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, what were we talking about before all hell broke loose?
Let's see. We did a little bit of talking about how awesome the last episode was, and how if you're only going to listen to one, this one or the previous one, you should listen to the previous one.
It was good. I listened to it myself twice because it was entertaining. And the one thing, I, as far as criticism goes, it seemed like we talked over E-Chicken a lot. Like, you know, we had him on as a guest, but we didn't really let him talk that much.
Well, plus he was drunk and tired. I mean, to be fair.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that until the end.
Which, that he was drunk or that he was tired?
Or either. Yeah, he didn't seem tired. But the drunkenness came out later.
He didn't seem tired. I mean...
Well, it's only 4 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, you should be waking up.
Anyway, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And that came through. And then, we talked about it's been 2 weeks since the last show. But to me, it seems like it's been a lot longer because a lot of stuff has happened.
Right. And you listed some of the stuff.
Yeah. Like my dog died.
Yeah.
My wife was attacked.
Yeah.
She was mugged.
By a Wolverine, but we can't talk about that.
Right. Yeah, we came home. We came home at the same time because I came
back. From work, right, since we're covering them all.
Right. No, whatever.
We came home from work, and my wife was attacked by a Wolverine.
No, and she didn't want to tell the kids because she was worried that she'd freak them out or whatever. And I'm like, well, this is going to be impossible to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a mark on her face, and plus we're just dealing with it. You know, police are calling.
Daddy was beating me. I called the police. He's never going to do it again. Don't worry, kids.
No, first thing I came in the door is I said, Mommy was mugged. And they're like, no. We hadn't really used that term up to that point, but it's kind of an old term. And then I'd explain, I was mugged when I was younger. And then, not exactly mugged, but there was another instance where I was sort of kidnapped.
You were kidnapped as a child?
No, as an adult.
As an adult, you were kidnapped.
Yeah. Well, I was in my 20s, so I was a young adult. So we had a rehearsal space in Santa Ana, which is not the greatest area of Orange County. And I was, I think, coming back from there at like 3 in the morning or something, because we practiced late, and I was getting gas in Santa Ana. And this woman comes up to me, a black woman. She's pregnant, obviously very pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, my water's going to break and I need to get to the hospital. And it's only like, 2 blocks from here, and I don't have a car. And give me this whole sad story. And I'm like, sure, I'll give you a ride 2 blocks to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Volkswagen van and, opened the door for her. And as soon as I did that, this guy comes around, from the other side of the car. He was like hiding and he jumps in too, So I'm like, okay. And she's like, oh, that's my friend,
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's drinking a beer and doesn't look very concerned or...
Yeah, friendly.
Yeah. Or honest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I drive him down, the 2 blocks to the... where the hospital is. I see the hospital and she goes, I got to get my insurance card. So go left here. Don't go to the hospital. Go down this cul-de-sac. Oh, and turn off your lights. Turn off your lights. And I'm like, okay, and I go in this cul-de-sac, right? And all of a sudden I'm swarmed by a bunch of black dudes. And one's tapping on the window with a gun, telling me to roll down the window, sticks a gun in my face, tells me to turn off the car, hand him my keys. The woman gets out. She says, don't leave or whatever, And I'm sitting there basically crapping my pants. And, they're yelling at me and telling me to show my hands and all kinds of crap. And I wait. She eventually comes back. Then, I'm allowed to leave with them and I have to take them back to their crack motel or whatever so they can go do crack. And, of course, she's like 9 months pregnant.
Right.
So, anyway, that was not exactly a mugging, but it was...
It was a kidnapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, mugging is a highway robbery. It's an assault-type robbery that takes place in public.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what happened to my wife, yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of another term other than highway robbery. You said it's not, like, mugging is an old term or something, but there's nothing else like that. Like, I can't think of another term that means anything similar.
Yeah, it was very accurate. It just kind of reminded me of, old New York terminology or something.
Okay.
Anyway. She was out Christmas shopping and putting stuff in her car, and some guy came up to her asking for money, and, you know the story, but the listeners don't. Anyway, made off with her purse. Hit her in the head. Not in that order.
Mm-hmm.
But she's okay. Anyway, and then... what else happened?
Mm.
Getting ready for Christmas.
You got drunk from some chocolate someone gave you?
I didn't get drunk, but I think I had very fresh breath after that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was mint. I mean,
that's good. You're what? Your W.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of not speaking of wives,
makes excellent homemade candies or chocolates or what do you, can you call them? Candies or chocolates?
I call them chocolates. Chocolate is a category of candy, so candy isn't inaccurate, but. Like the rum ball's not really a chocolate, right?
Well, and
there's rum balls in them, so.
And the coconut one, I don't think that has any chocolate in it, right?
I have no idea. It's got coconut on it. Why would I eat that?
I like coconut.
Well, it's a good thing we gave them to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're all gone, honestly. I don't think they last very long. It's like, okay, everybody gets two.
Everybody gets two more. I thought there should have been like. Almost like 20 or so in there.
I'm excited. Okay, everybody got four. I don't know. I didn't see them, though, tonight when I got home, so I think they're gone.
Or at least hidden.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I had a busy 2 weeks, really. I mean...
It just seems like it's been longer than 2 weeks to me. It just seems like a lot's happened. Yeah. And,
all right, so what's happened in technology? The booster landed. The SpaceX first stage booster.
Oh, I haven't been following that.
Successfully.
Yeah.
That was like Monday.
Okay.
Really? You weren't following that?
No. Oh. Did it have a parachute?
No. No, it did a vertical landing.
Oh, cool.
It was the first stage booster of a rocket that actually went to orbit, released like 31 or 11, I don't remember. But it ended with a one. It released a large number of satellites into orbit, and that all went well. And so, you know, the first stage, you know, it took off a minute after launch. They separated, and the first stage landed like half a mile away from where it took off from and landed vertically on its rockets.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't use up all its fuel to get into orbit, I guess.
Right. It saves a little bit for landing.
Yeah.
And, well, and the first stage booster never gets to orbit, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah. So, you know, but it lets them completely save that.
Yeah.
And not, and you know, save a lot on the refurbishment costs and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's cool. And that happened.
Have you seen The Martian?
I haven't. Well, wait. The Martian, is that like the one from the Martian Chronicles, or
no.
Is that brand new one?
I think it's a new one. It's
2015. I have not seen that.
Yeah,
I will probably watch it when it's free to watch. There's a few things I saw in the preview that kind of irritated me, so I plan on waiting.
Yeah, it's got some coolness, and then some kind of, you know, inaccurate. Well, I don't know. They actually talk about like ASCII and hexadecimal. Which is kind of a funny throwback, but
yeah,
it's a plot device.
Yeah, it's anything they talk about in movies. Oh, and of course, I saw Star Wars.
Yeah, I haven't yet. I was sad. That's another thing. I was hoping
Force Awakens.
Yeah, I was hoping to do that before we recorded another episode. But
yeah, and it's hard to say what the appropriate period of time from release to spoilers are.
Well, it has to be after I've seen it.
No, it's not. I mean, if you don't see it, I think, by your birthday, it's totally fine to spoil it for you because you really don't have any interest in watching it anyway.
Well, no, I do want to see it.
You know, there's a certain period after which you can no longer keep secrets. Like, Han Solo takes the bowcaster from Chewbacca and shoots him, and Chewbacca's dead now, and he's not going to be in any more movies.
Yay! I couldn't.
You don't like Chewbacca?
No, I like Chewbacca.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Anyway, you know, you don't want to.
I think I need to turn that down.
There's a point, and I think we're still in that time frame where it's rude to give away plot devices.
Yeah.
No matter how much you want to talk about the movie, because there's a lot to talk about, you don't want to give anything away at all. So you don't talk about it. And I think for something this big, that basically you could measure the percentage of people who have seen it already worldwide, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think 2 weeks is probably sufficient.
Well, I'm definitely... So we can give everybody warning. Okay, next episode, I think we're definitely going to talk in detail about it because I will have seen it by then.
Next episode... Well, that depends on when next episode is,
right? Well, whenever it is.
Well, if we do it on Monday...
Then I'll have seen it by Monday.
Hmm. I see. Well...
So I did finally settle
on... I think if we do it before next year, I think it'll be no spoilers. To be honest. Because I do think that 2 weeks is an appropriate period. So we have to wait till next year to do spoilers.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Well, there's a good chance we won't have another episode till next year.
There's a chance, yeah. I don't know how good it is, but it's a chance.
Yeah. We often see movies like on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or the day after. You know, it's a popular time for my family historically to go to the movies. So I imagine that's when we'll be seeing it very soon. We don't have tickets already or, you know, exact date planned out, but yeah, we'll definitely be seeing it soon.
Well, you go to a regular crowdy theater where you sit right beside a stranger and that kind of thing, right? That's how you usually go?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never gone back to any of those. They have a luxury cinema here called Sinopolis.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah. On the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I sat in one very similar to what you described in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
With Angus.
Yeah, and that's the only way I'm going to a theater ever again. I mean...
Yeah, they bring you food, and you can call them with a little button. And
yeah, and you can just walk in and know you're going to get the seat that you paid for. You know, and that's a big thing. So I can sit at the bar drinking until I feel that the previews have stopped, you know, half an hour after showtime.
Yeah.
And then just walk in, sit down in my seat, push the button, have someone bring me my popcorn, and it's just great. So
yeah, we have like two theaters we go to, and they're just the regular, you know, stadium seating. I mean, they're very comfortable and everything. And most movies we see, the theater's not packed. I mean, I'd say it's very rare that we don't get to sit like dead center right in the middle where we want to and take up the five seats we require altogether. But, you know, we also don't usually see movies like on opening night or even opening weekend.
Right. Yeah. I don't usually either. I usually wait months before I see the movie, but this one was not going to be one of those. So, and I'm happy. It is a Star Wars movie. You know, it's not, you know, it's definitely worth seeing. It's worth the price of a movie. If you find any movie worth the price of a movie, this is one of them.
It doesn't feel like a Disney movie.
It's not a Disney movie. It's a Star Wars movie for sure. So,
yeah, that's good.
You know, worth watching for sure.
Yep.
Let's see what else has happened. I mean, you don't get a lot of there was the whole T-Mobile thing. Basically T-Mobile has started offering their customers I can't remember what they call it. It's like Stream On or something like that, where you get unlimited video from, you know, select specific sites, right?
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Netflix, I saw the commercial. Hulu, that kind of thing. And they included YouTube in that. Now, all the other ones, they actually reached out to them and they reached an agreement and everything. YouTube was like, no, we don't actually want to reach an agreement with you. You know, go away. And they were included in this package, whatever it is, or service, whatever it is. And you know, seems fine, but they're actually downsampling everything, or they're throttling to 480p somehow. Now, it's not clear how they're doing it, whether they're just throttling the bandwidth, you know, so that it goes down to 480p by itself, or if they're actually, you know, mucking around with the interactions and forcing it to 480p, or exactly what they're doing, but they're forcing it to 480p.
A lot of YouTube content isn't even close to that, though. Like, it's like 240 lines or 360 lines.
What, is this stuff recorded off of VHS?
I don't know. Just really old. If you look at older stuff on YouTube, a lot of it's less than 480 anyway.
Right, yeah. Anything that came off of VHS is probably, you know, 240.
No, I think it just came off crappy cell phones or something, or, you know.
Maybe.
It was back when bandwidth was much more valuable. Yeah.
The stuff I watch is usually over 480p.
Yeah, but new stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah. HD.
Yeah, and so, you know, YouTube's like, this is clearly not at all what we want. And, I you know, our customers don't want this. Otherwise, they would pick it. We have a control there that they can pick their, you know, video. And so anyway, and then, you know, it complains to the FCC and it's all, you know, kind of blowing up in their face. They were like, oh, we're giving you unlimited video. And then it's like, boom. Turns out they're actually not giving exactly what they say. And they're doing oddball things and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The Juniper Networks thing.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one, yeah.
Where they found...
backdoor.
Backdoors that they didn't put there.
Or so they say.
So they say, but I mean, that makes it sound worse.
Yeah.
You know, if they say, oh, that's a bug, we'll fix it, that sounds a lot better than, wow, that totally, we know nothing about that, and I'm sure glad someone else found that. wow, that's not even our code. Where did that come from? That sounds really, really bad.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's not that's not a way to control the message here. Wow, how long we've been doing that for like 5 years. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it does sound bad.
Yeah.
And is it an open source component or what? No. Some disgruntled employee maybe, or a government.
Could be, or NSA. Or,
yeah.
You know, the NSA said they didn't do it, so it was probably them.
Yeah. Surprised they said anything about it at all.
Right, the fact that they said something about it means it was probably them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, other than that, I mean, I don't...
We bought a Roku. Yeah. Again.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before, where I recommended it, and
yeah,
you weren't sure.
Yeah, well, it was for my wife and the W. Mm-hmm. I should just call her that from now on, like, to her face.
The W.
Hey, W. And she's such a George Bush fan. She'd love it.
And then you can talk about the W. Bush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scoring points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You tell her I said that. Does she listen to this?
No.
She totally should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a good thing she doesn't.
Mm.
Uh-oh. What are you doing with that?
Cat?
No, Eliza walked in here with one of her Christmas gifts. Why do you have that? That's supposed to be for tomorrow and the next day. What were we talking about? Get out!
You need an on-the-air light.
Yeah, exactly. I need to lock the door.
Are you enjoying my dad's doggy podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. That's Do you have a lock on the door?
I do. I didn't lock it.
Obviously. Yeah, yeah. But at least now you caught her with it. So is it opened?
It's one of these giant Nerf guns, and she came in here and shot me with it.
So it is opened.
Yeah, the gift. Yeah. She opened it. You mean I didn't mean if you meant the door or the gift?
No, I meant the gift, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was pretty sure that she didn't teleport through your two doors into your studio and whatnot. You do still have two doors on your
studio, right? Only one was closed, and then now she's closed one of them. I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about what? Oh, the Roku.
Yes.
Anyway, so it's for her, and she had already kind of become anti-Roku because of, like, experiences with the neighbors and stuff. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I guess we got the resync thing.
No, I was just fixing my hair. It was in my eyes, and I was messing around with my mic. So I turned off my audio so that you wouldn't have to listen to it. Here, I'm going to leave it on and do the same thing. Here, suffer through it now.
All right.
Because it was...
Well, I am going to isolate that where you said you're fixing your hair. That's going to be one of my favorite sound bites from now on. I was just fixing my hair.
I don't think I said it that way. Do you want me to say it that way so that you can turn it into a sound bite?
Sure.
Tough. Anyway, the Roku. So, you were already kind of anti Roku, yeah.
Right. Well, she was. I was kind of like, yeah. You know, I mean, this potential there for sure. Anyway, so the price was right. And for $79, I got the Roku 3. And she's happy with it. You know, it's fine. It's a little bit. I think the Samsung has the best Plex app still. You know, we figured out how to find all the things we need in the Plex app. And then the Netflix is like identical. You know, they've kind of like standardized the Netflix UI now. There's not a whole lot of variety there. And then, you know, I've been able to add all the other channels that are kind of fun to play with is cool. But it's nice that it's so small. It doesn't make any noise. It's always on. I guess you can't turn the thing off.
You can. Well, you can set a time after which it turns itself off. So you can set an idle time, then it'll turn itself off. And that's just in the settings.
Okay. I've never seen it actually turn off.
You can tell it to turn off in the settings menu. You hit the splat button, and you can go in there and turn it off. But there's no point to it.
Yeah, it's like the Fire TV can't turn off. Yeah. You can reset it, you know, and only not with like a button or anything. You have to go through a menu option, and you can actually reset it there. But like the Roku, it's already happened one time where it went totally haywire, and none of the control buttons would do anything, and it was like it kept like rewinding and playing from the same part in a video over and over again, and I had to go physically unplug it. It was the only way to get it to come back. Other than that one glitch, everything's been cool with it. You know, certainly the audio and video quality is all perfect, and it's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been very happy. Now, I have the newer one. I have the Roku 4.
Yeah.
But I'm not totally sure that it's any faster. I mean, they talk about quad-core for 4K streaming, and it's not clear if they mean the video subsystem is quad-core or if they mean the main processor is quad-core. It's not really obvious.
Yeah, quad GPU or something.
Yeah, which, you know, is still pretty crappy, you know, in the world of GPUs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't really know, but I mean, I know they have the same remote and that kind of stuff. And mine will do 4K if I had a thing that could consume it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that the Roku 4 is actually newer than the Roku 3, at least, because the Roku 3, they like revised it for 2015.
The Roku 4 came out at the end of October.
Okay.
Was the first time you could actually get one.
Okay, so that is newer, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm not totally sure that it's, you know, any better at anything except for the 4K-ness, and it has the find a remote button. I don't think the 3 does.
No, it doesn't. But,
I haven't even played with that, so it tells you how important that is to me.
Yeah, and the Harmony remote works so that we've been using both, but, you know. Like, there's a couple little quirks about that. Like, why, you know the little fishhook button that goes backwards usually with the Harmony remote? We call it the fishhook. That does not go backwards on the Roku. You have to hit exit, which is like, you know, an upper left button that's not easy to get to.
Well, it's actually back on the Roku remote. So remap it. I mean,
yeah, we need to do that.
It's a Logitech Harmony.
Yeah.
It's totally, just do that.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, I've just did it with the automated, you know, web app thing where you like tell it you have
right.
A Roku,
so you just use something that somebody else decided was the right way to do it.
Yeah, and why couldn't they just make that button do the same thing as what exit does or whatever?
They could, but they didn't want to.
Yeah. I don't know what it
right.
does.
Right, and the exit on my Harmony is actually quite accessible. It's not, like, out of the way or anything.
Mm.
And I don't like to map more than one button to the same function. So I might do the same thing, but I wouldn't map it to exit because that return, which is what that icon actually is, the return is it's an arrow on the Roku remote, so I would totally say, okay, this go back and this return, that's probably the best mapping, and I would do it that way. So,
yeah, that's the same thing, but instead, it's currently mapped to exit, which it doesn't actually exit. It does the same thing as the back button on the Roku remote, so I think it's mismapped right now.
I agree. Okay. And, you know, you update that enough, other people do it that way, and that'll become the default one.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll have to do that.
That's how Harmony works.
Yeah, that's how our other devices that we're controlling with Roku, that's the standard button to move, you know, one step backwards, basically, in your menu or whatever. I say "or whatever" a lot.
You've noticed that, have you?
I have, especially when I listen to the podcast.
What do I say a lot?
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity, since you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I think my little mannerisms drive me more nuts than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any
criticisms.
You are
more irritating than me, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's kind of my way of saying, you know, et cetera, or blah, 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 or...
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Let's see. They're working on the HTTP error 451.
Okay, what is that?
That means I will not give this to you because I've been told not to.
Did you say HD error?
HTTP.
Oh, okay. Now I see what you're saying.
Yes, HTTP.
It's a new error. So, like, instead of a 404
instead of a 402 or 403 or whatever,
yeah,
it says 451 unavailable for legal reasons.
Neat.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, the legal reasons will often be, you know, changed to say you cannot return a 451 while you don't give people this, but I mean, at least having that there is a thing.
You know. What does it matter? The user doesn't care.
I care why I can't get why I can't retrieve a web page.
Yeah, but it could be lying to you. It could just be a gateway that's filtering it, saying I think this is illegal. You know, a proxy or something that's, you know,
playing right. Big and brother. If a proxy is saying I'm not giving this to you for legal reasons, then that tells me why it's not giving it to me. Right? Rather, I'm not giving this to you because it's not there or because you're not authorized or any of that. It just, there's legal reasons that I'm not giving this to you.
Hmm.
And okay. That's, you know,
so becoming, we may see that in the future.
We might.
Yeah. But browsers tend to now interpret all those error codes and not actually show you the numeric value. Instead, they kind of explain to you.
Not my browsers. I don't use browsers for idiots. I use browsers that expect that you know what they're doing.
Only. Exclusively.
What?
That's the only browsers you use.
I use SeaMonkey.
Yeah, but you use other browsers. You use browsers in their default setups occasionally, and they do stupid stuff until you realize how to disable it.
I use browsers in their default setups. I use SeaMonkey in its default setup.
Okay, but I mean, occasionally you'll use, like, a tablet with a browser, or... your phone or whatever, and
very rarely I will use my phone, and I use Internet Explorer on my phone.
Yeah,
and I have not noticed any error codes from the browser on my phone because I use it so little.
Yeah, well, they tend to interpret these things for you now. They don't just display a, you know, error 404 or whatever, or whatever, or whatever,
or whatever.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
I need to knock that off.
So. No browser actually just displays a 404. An HTTP error actually includes a body with it, just like a web page does, just like a 200 does. You know, there's still a content. There's still a content body, and that's what they should display. Now, what a lot of browsers will do is if they say this body is too small to be meaningful, then they'll replace it. But if you make it bigger, then it'll say, oh, this is clearly a helpful error message, and so you'll see it. So if you go to, like, you know, fancy pants websites that have a custom 404 and everything, then you'll actually see that. But if you just have a simple one that says 404 of a page cannot be found, then you don't.
Right. And they display, like, an icon and some kind of description for the general reasons why you might be getting that. And
right. They still give you a generic error message. It's just a bigger generic error message because they feel that small one is just not big enough, and you
should
you should have to see Brick One.
It's not helpful enough. You know, it has links. Right. Like, I'm looking at it, you know, Internet Explorer now and what it does with a 404. It still says 404, actually, but it's just real tiny.
Right, whose 404 are you looking at?
Synchronet. Synchro.net/ASDF.
Here.html.
Yeah.
Okay, I see 404 file not found.
Didn't mean to do that.
So I see a title of 404 file not found with an exclamation point, and all that the window contains is no resource at this location.
Oh yeah, I see totally different.
All that's there, and I assume that's what your web server sent me.
Yeah.
Let me fire up.
I don't have that old 404 SSJS anymore. The one that pretends to be a bot or whatever.
Yeah. It pretends to be a web server. Okay, Chrome does the same thing, and I know I haven't messed with that. I actually see the error that you sent. Now let me see what else have I got here. I've got Firefox. So let's try
Chrome. Yeah, Chrome is not overwriting it, just showing...
It's showing exactly what was sent. Yeah. And Firefox is doing the same thing for me.
Okay,
I literally do not use a web browser that does that.
Well, except Internet Explorer.
I don't use Internet Explorer except on my phone.
Well, that's a
condition. And I don't use it on my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
So here, every time I say, or whatever, I'm going to do this. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Every time?
Every time.
Huh.
It's going to be
and you're going to be in like control a torture of that. Effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay close enough attention to what you say.
Well, when I catch myself, that's what I'm going to do. Rather than saying or whatever, I'm going to go or whatever. Yeah.
Right, but you said it three times, but you only played the sound once.
Anytime I catch myself playing it, saying that, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit that little sound there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what should I do if I catch you saying that and I don't hear the sound?
You should hit the button. This one? Oh, wait.
Okay, I'll have to get a copy of the button from you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see what else is new in the world of awesome. Hasn't been much new on the Synchronet front. I did set up a script to post news to the Ham Radio Dovenet group.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Other people have noticed that, and it's cool. I think it's a little bit too much, though.
Well, now it's not. Right. It was a little bit too much at first because it was catching up. It did like a week's worth of posting all at once.
Yeah.
You know, seems now like you'll see been one, more, maybe more than two one. A day.
Yeah, okay. But they're long. I mean, they're not like the little CNN blurbs. They're like pages.
So, if you're not interested, don't read it.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
Turn the big dial.
I do want to fix the coloring, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty lame, but I kept it that way because that's how you wanted it.
No, I don't want... I want to fix it.
Okay, but I mean, you wrote that code. I didn't.
Well, I did, but it wasn't, like, well-tested or used and...
Right, yeah. Right. But yeah, I mean, I don't care that much. I agree that it's pretty bad, but, you know, maybe it's bad like that for reasons. Right, I don't know.
Yeah, looking at it, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it's possible.
It's a lot of inverse or background colors, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, and then I did also just yesterday, I think it was, add the Ham Hijinks postings into there as well. And that was another one where it did a catch-up.
Oh, okay. Posted a bunch of them. Maybe that's why it's looked like a lot.
Well, they're relatively short. And they're also nonsensical.
Oh, that's on purpose?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, that is on purpose.
I did not realize that.
That's right, because you didn't read them.
Well, I read for a couple of blurbs. I'm like, I don't understand.
Okay, well, here, I'll read the newest one to you.
Okay.
Just to give you a thing. So it's like, by WBORUR on the scene from Disturbance, Arizona. In a surprise announcement, local ham radio operator Martin Jeffries says he has had enough of the commercialism and war on Christmas and will be building his next transceiver. He plans on starting the project within days and being on the air with a new rig sometime during the summer of 2021. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
So it's a nice, short, little, fun thing.
Yeah.
So I added that.
That's that. Yeah, some levity.
Yeah. Some of all this serious ham radio stuff. Well, I had some not serious ham radio stuff.
Yeah. I did some work for the podcast during the time off.
What do you mean? You hired a bird?
Is that? These are crickets.
Oh. You hired crickets. Great. Yeah,
there's a lot of background noise. It's a lot more background noise than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see.
You're just collecting sound clips. Now,
I made these. I made these.
You made the crickets?
Yeah. Well, I made the clip. I recorded crickets.
Right. See, now, you've actually hoarded audio, like, your entire life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know that you weren't just screwing around hoarding more audio. To be honest, I don't know if that's really for the podcast. It's just I'm having fun. I have an excuse to go around recording stuff. You know.
Yeah, now that I hear it, though, I think I need to do a better job.
Right, you need to do it again.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're thinking. You're thinking, I need to go record some audio.
Well, don't you hear the hum in the background? There's too much background noise.
Well, it's too loud. That's not cricket-type levels. So if you turn it down... Yeah. The background noise will also go down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear people talking in the background and stuff.
Oh, that's me.
No, it's on this one there's people.
Oh,
kids. Okay. can't tell what they're saying, but they're there.
Oh, I bought a mixer.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first one with my new mixer.
The Behringer.
Behringer.
You gave up on the do-it-yourself.
I didn't give up on it. I didn't give up on it. It is not given up upon. I've just temporarily shelved it. It's over there on the shelf.
Okay.
but, yeah, it basically, and the reason I shelved it is not because it wasn't awesome. The reason I shelved it is because the power supply that I put into it, or that I designed for it, actually emits a broad... spectrum electromagnetic interference, which for an amateur radio operator like myself is the kiss of death for a piece of electronics. It must be taken out of service.
So you didn't just use like a wall adapter that
provided the
problem you is, DC voltage?
Right, I couldn't do that because I was using op amps, and so I need a positive and negative.
Oh, and op amps.
Because I was using ground, I was actually grounding my ground, the reference ground, to the ground that I have, like my station ground. So it was actually going to a real ground. My ground was the real ground, so yeah. I actually needed, you know, plus 12 volt and minus 12 volt. So I just took the easy way out, and I just put in a charge pump, right? There's charge pump ICs, there's like two capacitors and two resistors, and that was all that I needed. In theory.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's there's, like, very broadband noise coming out of that. And, you know, it's not as bad. So I can actually change the frequency. And, basically there's too much ripple.
So it's interfering with your rig?
Right, it's interfering with my rig. And probably my Wi-Fi. It was that bad. I had to remove that. Until I come up with a better power solution. Now, I could go with two AC adapters and call it done. You know, I could totally do that, and I'm probably going to experiment with that, but I don't really like that as a solution.
Well, there's some other benefits with your new mixer. So your new mixer is it's USB You're using the USB output, right?
The USB output from the mixer.
Yeah.
No, I'm not using that.
Oh. You're using the input into the mixer from your computer over USB.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And then you also have your rigs plugged into it.
I do.
As well as your headset. Well, we never heard your rigs. You never mixed. Like, right now, you can turn on a rig and we can hear it.
I absolutely could.
Yeah, let's do that.
You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Because you just told me to stop it because it was irritating. Like, you literally just told me.
Well, that's just a bunch of QRM.
Yeah. N, not M. And no, that's just what you hear on HL. So there's someone here.
Yeah.
Let me just get in there.
That's too loud.
That's too loud.
The rig.
Too loud. Okay, how's that?
It's much louder than you.
How's that?
Okay. So... Ooh, it's an alien.
Donald Duck.
Sounded like a guy out of Star Wars.
I'm sure that's how they generate the voices.
Yeah, Greedo or something. This is Red 5.
Actually, I watched the original Star Wars tonight.
Well, and I'll tell you, really so.
Spoiler alert. When they're actually talking on the radio, it actually does sound like it's coming over sideband. There's frequency shifts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And what's interesting is that it might actually be... I didn't pay close enough attention, but the frequency shifts might actually be related to the speed that they're traveling at, which would be realistic.
Yeah, beautiful sky.
The Doppler effect.
Morning, all clear. Yeah. 29 degrees. Yeah, a little bit on the cool side, but I don't know what it's going to be today. It'll be cool today. Pretty much bet on that with a clear sky. But do you have to work today? Are you off this week?
So what band is this?
This is an 80 meters. This is 3.872 at 11:03 UTC on December 24th.
Yeah, well, that's kind of nice having that time off. Yeah, Les came over yesterday and got his drone. He's probably up all night.
Oh, there's someone tuning out.
Yep. They don't hear him. Well, it sounds like your new antenna's working.
Maybe. I have a fair bit of work to do before I can say that with any certainty, but it's definitely not completely useless. But I do have some more work to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I turned my radio off, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, at least we're hearing people talk there, and it wasn't just all QRM.
N. Your N. What if the people see? I don't know why you're getting it wrong. I don't know if it's because you're wrong or not.
I don't know. I just remembered it wrong.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, what's that noise?
That's my other radio.
Oh.
That's the one that you like because it doesn't have.
Oh, it's VHF.
Yeah.
Oh, you can put on the 435 machine?
I'm considering it, but it sounds like it's pretty dead right now. Yeah. So, there we go. The notorious repeater is dead.
But we have that option now. See, I think that's a benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
I now have that option. Of course, you could totally hook your radios up as well. I mean, it's not...
Yep.
It's not an exclusive feature to me.
Yeah, but this is not my ham shack. My ham shack is my other computer room. But I could run something in here.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of pops.
Well, that's every time it changes bands, you get a pop. Yeah, there's really not much going on.
Well, it's pretty late here.
Yeah, that's true. But still, it's like a holiday. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually kind of surprised. Maybe. Oh, that was you. Okay. I just turned away from the radio but left it on. Sound started, so I was like, oh, there's someone on the 435 machine being a jackass, and no, I guess not.
Yeah, I could run Echo Link from here, too. Could hear that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Echo Link is lots of fun.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes.
All right, well, yeah. I think we covered all the bases, and we're prepared for the holidays.
Really?
Cause I think so.
Normally, there's like something that you wanted to talk about but didn't, that we discuss after we stop recording. So, what was that thing this week?
I took notes here. I lost my notes. I lost my notes when the computer rebooted. Remember?
Oh, okay. you what? So like you sat down beforehand and like you just typed up a bunch of notes then, or
yeah,
you were taking notes?
No, like, I typed notes before we started recording the first time, and I did not save the document. And then we started recording, and then my computer blue screened, and then I lost that audio, and I also lost the notes that I had written up. So I'm not sure what I wrote, but, you know, I think we covered it.
Whatever it was.
It's
been covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of, you know, not much happened in, like, my life. I mean, stuff happened, but nothing interesting.
I did install
that weather thing?
Yeah, I installed the weather thing. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it really needs to go into the Synchronet CVS. I think what we need is to promote a page on the wiki that says, here's where this Synchronet add-on is. You know, here's the GitHub thing, or here's the guy's homepage, or whatever. So there's like this, you know, new, like a currently supported third-party add-on thing.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, it's just a page where people can go and they can find that stuff, because...
Well, I'm not sure that it's under revision control now. I know that he derived it from something that was on GitHub, but I'm not sure that that one that I actually installed, which is, like, called Sync WX Remix,
right,
I think. I'm not sure that that version is actually under revision control.
Right, but it doesn't have to link to GitHub. It can link to anywhere. It's a wiki, right?
Right. The reason why I offered for it to put it under CVS was just so it had revision control.
Right. And you know, I don't think we want to give a bunch of people commit access to Synchronet CVS.
Oh well, we already have. Too late.
We gave a handful of people commit access.
Yeah.
You know, so
we
so
never take it away though. So
what's that? I think we took one or two away. But. Yeah, I mean, I think we need a place for that that says this is where you can get this experimental stuff. This is where you can get this new stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, it used to be that people just upload the stuff to as many BBSs as you could find, or maybe it was on a file distribution network. You did do stuff with Ticket. You didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Since the last podcast, you've written at a FidoNet tick processor. In JavaScript.
Well, just the incoming part.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't...
In JavaScript. Probably the first time ever.
Right. But that's the easy part. Yeah. I guess I'll turn that down a bit.
Did somebody reply?
I think someone has an automatic identification going.
Oh, I see.
Like, periodically.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened there.
Well, I assume the first one was the actual repeater identifier.
No, I assume it's the other way around, actually. I assume someone has their system set up to automatically identify them.
Oh, and then the repeater hadn't identified.
And then the repeater hadn't identified in that long, so the repeater then immediately identified itself.
Yeah.
I suspect that's what happened.
All right. Well, then I guess we got to identify, too.
K6BSD.
Oh no, you gotta use code.
What? You can't use a symbol for code.
No, you're right. I can't do it very well.
Right.
Okay, I'm not prepared.
Yeah, you're not prepared. I have it in my memory queue. I actually have both of us in the memory queue, I think. But for some reason, it's doesn't seem to have power. I must have unplugged it or something. Hopefully it didn't die.
Yeah, the weather app thing is kind of cool. I call it an app.
You call it an app?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You know better.
Yeah, I've been destroyed by Apple. I watched another Steve Jobs movie documentary.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be all the rage.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty short.
Hmm.
What?
It actually seems that my memories have been erased.
Yeah.
So my memory backup battery is
Dave.
Dead.
Dave. I seem to be losing my mind, Dave. You're going to start singing Daisy. 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 Are you even getting these jokes?
I am.
Okay.
But I don't think they're funny. So we're not going to talk about Ticket? All right.
Well, yeah, tell us.
Tell us. I can cut it off in post. No, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
No, that's fine.
Next episode.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about when it's actually more complete, I think.
Okay.
Right now, it's kind of just for inbound, and it doesn't do a lot of things that people want their tick processors to do. So we'll talk about it when it's interesting.
I don't think there's a lot of people that want tick anything, but...
Everyone likes ticks.
Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, they're better than fleas, which was the predecessor.
No.
Yeah, no, it was. Flea. Was the original file attached thing.
All right, well, you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Rob.
I will. Thank you. I will try.
You're welcome.